Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Just that is really my heart and what I feel like I'm called to, is to help families and help men get out of being stuck and feeling like they're in survival mode and learning what it means to thrive, what it means to flourish as a man, and all the things that are under, you know, your care, things that God has called us to. And I love doing it. I feel like I'm a lifelong learner. I'm still learning myself. But it's really special.
And I think what I'm hearing you saying is that it's not so much the actual teaching sessions or the preaching sessions or the, you know, those are impactful, obviously, but it's the time where you get to sit down with somebody and you take what's been poured into you over all these years, and you're able to, you know, as God reveals that to you in a conversation, there may be some passages that may come to mind, or there may be some thoughts that may come to mind, or they may be nothing. It may just be silence that they need to hear.
Right.
As they are in that tension, like you talked about, the pressure and the difficulty, the trial, and the refining of their faith in their own way. Most of the people we're going to have on this podcast will not go through a city of refuge, 18 months of intentional ministry, you know, but they can sit in an office with a minister of the gospel and, you know, probably get the same type of ministry and seasons that we had the privilege to have when we were in that difficult time in our journey of faith. And so I think, you know, I would just say, speak to, you know, not only the times that you're able to teach and lead from a platform level to the ministry that you're able to experience as couples come in that office, or as a man walks in that office. What is it that, you know, is the win for you when you're in those settings?
Win is watching men specifically. I meet with a lot of men individually. I meet with men when they're in here with their wives, almost always, because I'm family pastor, it's under the umbrella of people that still have children in their home. So again, there's a lot under their care. Sometimes it's the small things that speak so loudly, like watching a man look at his wife, hold her hand, pray over her, just learning how to lead himself, but also lead his family just to trust and follow Jesus more. And the smiles, the bear hugs of just people saying, man, thank you. And we needed this moment. And it's not like rocket science. It's simple. It's just, man, surrender to the Lordship of Christ. Let him lead your life. And again, going back to cultivating this culture, it's a win when you see people just get real, that they can honestly answer the question, how are you really doing? Not that the first answer has to be, you know, I'm going to just dump all this stuff, but cultivating a culture of godly manhood is that it's winning by seeing men that get really honest. You know, our lives and stories are different.
Yeah.
Our struggles, I believe, are very similar. They play themselves out in different ways, but it just starts with being honest. And then you can't be honest without being in community. When you're honest in community, that's when movement and spiritual progress begins to happen for a man. That's some really amazing things. And this is one way I pray sometimes, like just a reminder for myself. God, we want to believe you to do big, mighty, and great things, redemptive things, and that they're so... we're so awestruck by what you do that we would be foolish to take credit for it. It immediately is just like, to God be the glory. I didn't do anything other than just point them to Christ. So those are the wins, I think.
You know, at the retreat, you shared something in that My Story section. You said, you're not the hero of the story.
That's right.
You know, I just thought that was so powerful in that. And that's a statement that everybody would agree with, but it's also a statement that everybody struggles with every day, right?
Absolutely. We wake up every day with that, wanting to be the hero, wanting to have the recognition, whatever. I mean, it just comes naturally. Faith doesn't come naturally, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we have to die to flesh, and we have to be reminded. Yeah, I'm not the hero of this story. My Savior, my Redeemer, is the hero of this story.
I mean, I just keep thinking about that every day, ever since. And, you know, it's like every day you get up, it's like you have to remind yourself you're not the hero today.
That's right.
You know, it's not about you. It's about
especially
Jesus.
As a man, when there's this really innate desire in you to be a really great man and be the hero, and like, hey, I'll put you guys on my shoulders, I'll carry you. And I mean, I think that's honorable in some ways, but again, like, yeah, like Jesus, you're without you, I'm nothing. There's something really valuable about a man declaring his neediness and dependence on the Lord. That's what makes a great man. Dependence on the Lord and keeping him the hero and the focus.
Yeah, and it's such a common thing with all men. You know, there's some other things that are common that we see with men. And you know, there's two words, you know, that Keith and I have talked a lot about. Is one is men are hungry today.
Yes.
And the other one is they want to be challenged. Yep. You know, and I don't know, in the ministry you're involved in, is there some common things you're seeing with the men in that same regard?
I think so. I think there's maybe just an overwhelming awareness, at least with the men that I talk to, that whatever we've depended on before or trying to do, like, it just eventually it kind of runs out. It doesn't work, you know. Right. I think men are coming to grips with, man, I disappoint myself. Not just others disappoint me. I'm disappointed in myself. This is not the kind of man I want to be.
Amen.
Which again just leads into these moments where it's like, all right, I want to look around and latch on to whoever else is being honest. Kind of cracking, you know, the egg, if you will, or kind of getting through the facades of, you know, if we're sitting in a circle and asking the question, man, how you really doing? Man, God's been good. Family's doing great and job's going good. And, you know, praise the Lord. Things are going good. Okay, well, next, who's up, you know?
Yeah.
And that may happen for a time, but there's usually this really great moment, at least in my experience. And I walk through each year. I ask God to help me identify about a half a dozen men just to pour into for that year that have kids, children, teenagers in our ministries, knowing that they'll affect their families, right? There's usually a moment where one guy one week will come in and just go, hey, can I be honest? Everything's falling apart. Everything is not good. I don't know what in the world I'm doing. And it just, man, like to see that moment happen.
Yeah.
It sets the tone. Men usually rally around a guy like that, encourage him, pray over him. They empathize. It becomes real, and then they resonate and go, "Hey, just so we're all on the same page, I'm struggling with that too."
Yeah,
and it just creates this really great moment where guys are like, "Okay, like I'm not alone in this," and which is a true tactic of the enemy when you become passive and you're isolating yourself, you are a sitting duck for the enemy just to pounce on you.
Right.
So when you combat isolation and passivity, and then you get in community in this honest ways, man, it opens the floodgates for God to do some really special things in the life of men together.
Right. Amen. Together, I think the key is right there, is together. Pulling other men close to that and getting them in the authentic times. And, you know, most of our church life experience, there's no real time for that. So you got to find a way to cultivate those things. And, you know, like I've said before, you're in and out of church and you're barely making a conversation with anybody on a Sunday. You got to be real intentional with these. And I think when you do that, you get some other men together, you walk together, and you're able to win together and help together and serve together, and all that just really goes to a whole new level. And I think that's the heart of God, is to do things together. And
absolutely.
Obviously Satan wants to divide us and keep us separated so he can spread out the army, and then we don't feel like we're on a team. You know, I love sports, and I know most of us on this call love sports today, but you know, We love the teamwork and the energy together that really comes together. And if we just work together as men in the cause of Christ, it's going to be really something special. We can see some significant things happen.
That's right.
Yeah, no, another one of those things that, you know, we kind of talked about when we were together is, you know, one of the things we hear commonly among men is there's a lot of guys who, you know, they're first hungry, and then they get to this point where they really want to know what God's will is for their life, right? Like they're trying to discern and make a wise decision. They want to do what's right. They want to follow the Lord. And, you know, I really appreciated some of the stuff you shared with me as we were talking about, you know, how guys can confidently make that decision, discover God's will, and it doesn't have to be some huge career change. Right. It could be, you know, even a smaller, lesser decision than that. But most guys, you know, I think they struggle to know how to process that.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.